but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
BFFT. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Well, I wrote a column today at johncanzano.com about the Duck fans and the Beaver fans who are fighting. They are fighting in the comment section, arguing, bickering, counting how many words I wrote about the Ducks, how many words I wrote about the Beavers last year. It's okay. They're not really fighting. But there was a reader who I talked about on yesterday's show who raised a question. She said, hey, I'm a Duck fan. I don't care about this Pac-12 stuff as much as other people care about it. And I said, well, my aim is to go where the news is, to go where the story is, to tell the stories as they unfold. And I'm going to give you sourced, and I'm going to give you authentic commentary, in-depth commentary that you can't get anywhere else. And I'm not going to just throw spaghetti against the wall. And then I started thinking about these other things I want to go cover. And one of the things I'm interested in is the rodeo. Are you interested in cowboys, riding horses, riding bulls, roping, barrel racing? Whatever else cowboys do, I'm into it. Here to talk about it, Eric Olson, who my good friend John Strong said, hey, this is who you should reach out to if you want to talk about the rodeo. Farm City Pro Rodeo in Hermiston is coming up in August 6th through the 9th. Eric calls the rodeo every year. It has suddenly become one of the big payout rodeos around the country. There's money, apparently, that is out there, and I'm interested in what is going on at the rodeo. Eric Olson here to talk about cowboys and cowgirls. Eric, thank you for making time.
John, great to be with you. And getting ready for the 37th Farm City Pro Rodeo.
Help us with this. For people who haven't seen the rodeo, how do you describe it to fans and how do you describe it to casual friends?
It's a very dedicated fan base of people that then is surrounded by lots of people who just want to come sit in the heat, have a beer, and shout at things.
I love it. Sit in the heat, have a beer, shout at things. What kinds of events do we see at the rodeo in Farm City and the Farm City Rodeo? And what do you think makes it different than other rodeos?
So the Farm City Pro Rodeo has been around since 1988 and was started by a couple of professional bronc riders who are Hall of Famers, Butch Knowles. David Botham is still the chair of the committee. And for 3.5 decades, they've been building this thing in Hermiston and growing it and growing it. They always say it's by cowboys and it's for cowboys. Their goal was to try to get anybody and everybody in the rodeo game to come here because they had the best bucking stock. As bronc riders, they knew that you could go to an event and it's all random draw which horse you're going to get on that night. And if you draw a horse that maybe isn't going to buck the way that you're going to be able to ride to get into the money, it's kind of a wasted 8 seconds for you. And when there's so much, it's a money game, it's a money ball game as far as finding the rides that they can get top scores and they can make the money, they'll turn out and they'll just not show up to a rodeo that entered. They'll essentially pay a fee to not come. And so Farm City Pro Rodeo, David and Butch and the committee, they've worked really hard to make sure there's going to be really good rides and really good stock here so the cowboys will show up. And then they had to find sponsors, and they've been able to build and build and build. And this is going to be my 16th year broadcasting the rodeo on local radio. And, yeah, it's gone from what was a top 30 rodeo to now it's in the top 15 in the country.
What is the event as a broadcaster on radio that you love to call play-by-play on when it comes to the rodeo?
The bull riding, because it is so unpredictable. It can be over in less than a second. And when there is kind of the magic of a cowboy finding a seat for 8 seconds and the way that the crowd crescendos to a roar when it does happen, and it happens so infrequently. On the radio, we have a running tally joke, and usually, end of the first night, it's, well, the bull's 16 and the rider's 0. And you might only get 4 or 5 rides through a whole rodeo. And we have top riders coming from all over the country to come try to find a seat. And so when it does happen, it's this special magic that you can get really pumped because everything around you is doing the work.
Eric Olson is with us. For those of you interested in just tuning in, we are talking about the rodeo, Farm City Rodeo. The money that is coming into the rodeo, you hit on it with sort of the prize money and the sponsors and getting the right cowboys, so to speak, under the roof. But is it surprised you to see like some mainstream corporate sponsors and companies like Amazon coming into the fold?
Not necessarily. I mean, Amazon Web Services or AWS has played a major role in growth in Umatilla and Morrow County and all sorts of places. And the last couple of years, they've been a part of this as the committee's gone out and found a way to increase and increase. And this year, they're really excited because they doubled their money. The added money into each event is $50,000. Mm. So if you come in as a steer wrestler, the committee is going to put $50,000 in the pot, and then the pot grows for all of their entry fees. And so you can, if you have a good night in Hermiston, you can win $6,000-$7,000 for 5 seconds of work.
The, you know, you mentioned wrestling, you mentioned bull riding, you mentioned the competitors who are just a little unhinged. You know, who is it who's, you know, I got to think that the bull riders are a different kind of breed.
Well, yeah, that's a, you know that you're going into a losing battle. But bronc riders in general, they know they're going to get beat up. They know they're going to get in a car rush. Steer wrestlers are fascinating, and we actually have quite a few really good ones out of the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the number 2 in the world right now is out of Baker City. He won a OSAA 4A state championship in 2012. His name's Jesse Brown, and he actually went to Washington as a walk-on quarterback for 2 years, and now he's number 2 in the world. He was in the top 10 last year, and he competes with a guy from Hermiston who was number 1 in the world for most of last year, and he's number 9 right now, Dalton Massey. And they're very particular in what they do, but isn't that the case for anybody who specializes in anything they do?
Farm City Pro Rodeo coming up August 6th through the 9th. We are talking with Eric Olson, who has for 16 years called play-by-play on the rodeo. Who's a typical patron? Who's in the crowd at a rodeo?
Again, you have young high school kids who have nothing better to do, and they're not interested in whatever the concert is at the fairgrounds, which is on the same venue here in Umatilla County. You have so many of the people in this area, the people who make this area work as the number 2 ag county in the state. You know, they're coming off of their ranches, they're coming off of their farms, they're coming off of their combines that day, and they'll come in, and they're just ready to go right from the combine. And you have this group of people who are just dedicated to rodeo. They're watching the Cowboy Channel every week. They're still getting the magazines are existing in this world, and now it's growing and growing, and the cowboys have figured out, and the cowgirls have figured out, okay, they can do podcasts while they're on the road, and they can start doing content. And so it is growing, and they're trying to open the tent, but the core is this very dedicated group that will like those Beaver fans and those Duck fans you said at the start of the segment, are just so passionate about their thing. And if you come in and you don't understand their world, they're hesitant to really put their arm around your shoulder and say, here, let me explain it to you, until you're like, okay, I eagerly want you to explain it to me. And that was my life 15, 16 years ago, is trying to figure this out as a kid from Lake Oswego.
I am interested in the rodeo for a couple of reasons. One, I just think there's a cultural fascination. And John Branch, good friend of mine, wrote the book, The Last Cowboys. It's about a rodeo family, and it kind of captured my attention. But I also got to tell you, Eric, that, you know, being around college football, being around professional sports, the access that you get is becoming more and more difficult. Everybody wants to control the story. I have to think that the rodeo is a place that you can go where you can sit down, you can interview somebody, you can really write about what's happening behind the scenes. Am I right to think that?
100%. Get some jeans, get some boots. You have to have a cowboy hat and a long sleeve button down shirt to be back where the cowboys are. And they'll have a conversation with you, and they will be able to tell you a great story. Now, you got to do it quick, because oftentimes they're coming in, they're competing, and then they're gone. It's a 4-day rodeo here in Hermiston, but all of these competitors in Hermiston are only here for the night. And then they're going somewhere else. And there are a dozen rodeos going on all over the country at any one time. In fact, I looked at this weekend. So Elgin and Cheney here in the Pacific Northwest have medium-sized rodeos. The Calgary Stampede is going on, and there's two dozen other rodeos across the country that are all happening. So, yes, these are great talkers and great storytellers, and they will sit down and chew the fat with you for a little bit, but they are out of there. And they're on to the next place right away.
Eric, help us understand, when the rodeo comes to Hermiston, and you know, and this event goes on for 4 days, and it probably feels like the circus is coming to town in Hermiston, and then it goes on to another city. Can you help us understand kind of the tour or the circuit that the top riders and the top competitors are on?
They're all in different worlds, because if you're a rough stock rider, you get on a bull or you get on a bronc, you don't need anything other than your rigging and your equipment. So you could, if you're really, really good, and we've had this, you could fly a private jet into Hermiston International and then fly out that night to the next place. Or you could be piloting into a Winnebago with five other guys and you're on to the next place. The barrel racers, the breakaway, those cowgirls, they've got to pull trailers with horses, and the same thing for the steer wrestlers and the tie down ropers. So they're in these groups and they're in these little teams. And so, like steer wrestling, the way that event works is you've got a steer, they've got fake horns tied onto it if they haven't grown out enough. And the cowboy on the left nods, says, all right, I'm letting it go. So they let the steer out of the chute. And you have a partner on the right of the steer helping haze him, keep him close to you. So you can ride up alongside him, jump off, grab his horns, stop, hit his nose, turn his head, and get him to lie on his flank. And they do that as a team. And the guy who's hazing for you, if you win a check, he gets a portion of it. Whosever horses you're on, they get a cut of the money as well. It's like a caddy almost in golf, getting a percentage. And they'll all go in groups. And they're all in these different groups. And somebody might be going from Hermiston to Sykeston, Missouri, was often one of the trips. But others are just jumping their way up to somewhere in Washington, Clee Ellum, or something like that, over to Idaho. And then the rodeos themselves, Pro Rodeo, the PRCA, they'll have rodeo announcers who are in for the entire rodeo, and then they'll go somewhere else. And they will announce the next rodeo, the person you hear over the loudspeaker, the rodeo clown who's entertaining during the dead points. They'll travel separately as well. They don't work in teams except during those 4 nights. So it's this huge community. They all know each other, and they run into each other all the time. But it's not nearly as coordinated as anything that we're used to.
Now, I was not surprised once upon a time, as I interviewed jockeys in the Triple Crown races and horse racing, to find out that there are groupies. in the horse racing world. Are there groupies in the rodeo world? The buckle bunnies, is that a real thing?
100% That's a real thing. Because as much as they dream about the 8-second ride that wins them a $10,000 check, you know, somebody else is going to dream about, hey, can I ride along with you here and enjoy this world? I mean, it's in many ways the groupie, the buckle bunny, the touring, the person on the road show, the roadie who wants to be along with the band as they're making this wild run.
I am talking with Eric Olson. He, for 16 years, has called the rodeo play-by-play. If you're in Hermiston and you want to see a great event, an eye-opening event, and check out the rodeo, for those of you who are interested, the tickets are on sale. The Farm City Pro Rodeo, August 6th through the 9th. Tickets are on sale at farmcityprorodeo.com. I'm going to give it a plug. Eric, for first-time people, I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I remember coming upon just a local little rodeo. And I know that's real cowboy country, but it was just a local kind of tourist trap rodeo that they were putting on. I was highly entertained by what I saw. I didn't understand the half of it, but it didn't matter. I was having a good time. Can you just show up to this Hermiston rodeo, know nothing, and barely know the difference between a horse and a bull, and have a good time?
100%, because, I mean, first off, it's a very knowledgeable fan base around you, right? And when they roar, you can kind of understand, oh, that's exciting. I should recognize that. And then sometimes you just know. Like, you can tell when a rider has really put themselves in a place where they're in sync with the horse they're on the back of, and the spurring looks really beautiful, and it really looks athletic. And either way, it all happens pretty quick. I mean, that's one of the things that Hermiston really prides itself on is the committee. It's going to be 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 30 minutes. That seems long, but it's in the rodeo world, it's pretty fast-paced. It's pretty up-tempo. They like to get you in, get you out. And, you know, frankly, if you're not sure what's entertaining, just show up on a Thursday night at like 7:20 and get to watch the FFA students from all over the county try to catch a calf and put a shirt on it, and then watch the kids that are under, like, I think it's 40 pounds, get on the back of a sheep and mutton bust.
I love it. Where's the controversy here? There has to be some controversy in every sport. If there's a debate breaking out in the stands during the rodeo, what are people arguing about or debating, or what's the talk radio topic when it comes to rodeo?
Well, the talk radio topic when it comes to rodeo is whether or not the animals are being treated humanely. Mm-hmm. And it really is down into camps of understanding and not understanding. Is the cowboys and the people who put the rodeo on, they have this immense respect that, I mean, if you're skeptical, sounds like lip service, but they truly believe that they are working with athletes in the animals. And the other side of it is, well, you know, what do you mean? You just grabbed that steer by the neck and threw it down on the ground, or you just roped it, ran down, threw it on the ground, and tied three legs together. And, you know, does that bull really want you on its back? It really doesn't seem like it does. And so, I mean, that's the controversy. And it is that there's a, and I think it's one of the reasons that it is kind of it's a difficult tent to work your way in with the people who love and truly believe in this game.
Eric, I really appreciate your time. Let's go back, though, to Lake Oswego. You and John Strong back in the day, did you have a sense that he would be, you know, calling and being the voice of American soccer on Fox Sports? And did you have an inkling that the rodeo would be in your future? I know you guys were working together and have worked together over the years.
Well, John and I started Laker Broadcasting in 2002, the first student broadcast in the state. And I think that, and we went to Oregon together, we've been working together for a long time. It was obvious he was going to do great things in broadcasting. What that was, I didn't know. He would tell me, in college especially, is like, wherever this takes me, I'll take you along with me. And so I have for 10 summers now been alongside him and mostly Stu Holden in the booth as their researcher and statistician, which is a fantastic thing during the summers. Did I ever imagine that it was going to take me to Hermiston and that it was going to take me in the rodeo? Not a chance in the world, John. I had ridden a horse when I was 10, but I had no rodeo experience. When my first rodeo broadcast was the second summer I was here in 2008, and I had been to one night of the rodeo that first year. And so since then, it's just been faking it until you make it, and maybe one day I'll kind of understand exactly how that rider and that horse had an 88 on the ride to win the rodeo, but until then, just telling stories.
There you go. I love it. Eric Olson, I appreciate your time and your expertise. You are our guide to the rodeo. We'll listen for you and look for you at the rodeo.
Thanks, John.
All right. There he goes, Eric Olson. Really good stuff. I said I wanted a little more rodeo. How about that, Stephen? We got a little yeehaw. I need to get some jeans and a long sleeve button up shirt and a cowboy hat and some boots, he said. I will get that done.
I think you'd look great in that. I think that's a nice photo op for you and the family.
It would be a nice photo op. It, you know, the bald-faced truth with a cowboy hat on it. All right, leave it here. We got much more ahead.